Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
SHEP, the Social and Health Education Project, is extending an exciting suite of free online courses to participants in North Tipperary this month. And I'm glad to be joined now by Geraldine Flanagan, who's a tutor with SHEP. And John, indeed, will join us as well. And he did a course with them too. Geraldine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today. Can you just give us an outline of what exactly SHEP does?
Okay, so I suppose SHEP has been in existence with the last 46, 47 years, so we're looking forward to our 50th anniversary coming up in a few years. But basically, I suppose a lot of our work is around adult community education, and we particularly focus on the experiential group work. And we run a lot of courses in the community on different topics. I suppose the two that are coming up in the North Tipperary area, we're working there very close with two of the local organisations. One of them would be the Silver Arch Family Resource Centre, and the other one is the Midwest Regional, is the North Tipperary Development Company. And we're funded by the HSE normally, but we have gotten funding from Healthy Ireland Tipperary to support our growth in the Tipperary area.
Very good. Tell us about those two courses that are coming up then, Geraldine.
Okay, so we have a Seasons for Growth, which is around grief, loss and change. Now, usually when you hear people talking about Seasons for Growth, people automatically go to the bereavement side of it, or loss around death. But actually there is so much more around loss and change, anything from job changes, separation at home, homelessness. There is a loss of I suppose your identity is around your job, a loss of your job.
Of course.
So there is so much more to loss than just, the grief of somebody passing away.
Yes, indeed. And if a relationship breaks up, I suppose, as well,
exactly.
Geraldine, you can experience loss and grief where that is concerned as well. The second one I'm intrigued with, men's well-being.
Yes. I suppose, men, there's different, groups now forming for men, like the Men's Shed.
Yeah.
And, with the COVID, all of those options now are really refined. And because our courses are gone online to meet the need of the community out there, this is an opportunity for men to connect and learn from each other, because, we all experience things differently, but we all have, there's a connection that kind of, the way people experience things can trigger something else in somebody else.
Mm.
And there is a connection that way. So it's for men, men join all the groups. It's not just this one, but I suppose this is giving all, men just to have a group by themselves and, see what the connections are and see how other men deal with something that they might be going through.
It's a very, very good idea indeed. And I presume that it's in an atmosphere that's sociable as well, Geraldine.
It is. You can have fun, you can cry, you can get angry. Whatever is there is there. But it's a fun setting. It's a space where you can bring whatever is going on in your life. It's safe. And everybody, I suppose, it's good. It's a support to know that everybody is in it for the same reason.
Very good. Who can take part in these courses?
It's open to anyone. I know we kind of look more so for people in their mid to 20s on, because the life experience, would be more familiar and more experienced, should I say. But you know, we've had younger people join. So it depends on the individual circumstances as well. But it's open to anyone from any walk of life with any trouble that they may, or any, you know, life experiences that they've gone through.
Well, I'll ask you for the details on, you know, getting involved in a moment, Geraldine. But let me go to John now. John, good morning to you.
Hi, Fran. How are you keeping?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to talk to you today.
You too.
You did a course with Shep. What course did you do, John?
First of all, Fran, I'd just like to. I'm delighted to come on behalf of Shep and the organisation and the projects they put in place. What did I do with them? Basically, I went to Shep in 2014, 2015, and I'd done a self-awareness course, body awareness, self-awareness and management, and listening to active community and being active in the community. Being a sort of in the community as well. That's the kind of course I did. There was 14 people involved in the course. Two facilitators were there also. And Ed O'Shea and Brendan, which were super brilliant.
Very good. And why did you choose to do that course, John?
I was working with a psychotherapist that became a friend of mine. We lost eight people in 12 years of my family.
In what fashion did you lose them?
Some was suicide. Some was accidents on the road. My dad had an accident on the road in Limerick and got killed stone dead back in 2012 when Stephen's knife. Man died in hospital. Another brother committed suicide. A sister committed suicide. Another brother died of just illnesses. So a lot of things happened. Another sister died of a tumour in the brain.
So a lot
of things happened within a short period of time.
You had a lot to deal with, John.
Fran, I have a fierce amount to deal with. But again, I kind of got stagnated in my life. So I felt, what do I do? So I went to a psychotherapist. Psychotherapist put me on to Shep. So I made some calls to Shep, and from there, it just excelled into something really, really special for me.
And what was it about Shep that was so helpful and so important to you?
I suppose it gave you a sense of direction. It gave you a sense of stability within the organisation. There's great people involved in it. The project was well put together from start to finish. Mm. Everybody was in there for a reason. There was nobody going through the doors. We all need a helping hand at any given time, Nobody can ever say that they don't need a helping hand. Everybody needs a helping hand, but when people are passing away on you and you feel you have nowhere to go or no one to see, sometimes you get lost on your journey.
And Geraldine's point there about people learning from each other, was that your experience, John?
Yeah, it was very much so, friend. Very nice people. Everybody has their own hurt. Everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own foot in life, you know.
Mm.
We all deal with it differently. And as I say, you know, these are the people that can kind of give you direction. It's all about direction in life, you know.
Mm.
What do they say? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But unless you have the tools and the skills to do that, you'll never find out who you really are, you know. Because usually, what do they say? Like, a negative mind is a destructive mind. And that's usually what happens when that negativity gets on top of you, when people go or die from you. Like, you know, that just leaves a state of upset and negativity.
And it's interesting then, because Geraldine was talking about the men's well-being course there as well. I mean, men are notoriously bad for A, looking after themselves, and B, expressing their feelings in any way. I mean, did you feel a need as a man, John, to keep inside all the emotions that were around such devastation in your private life, you know?
Without a doubt, Fran, like, I would have came from a very competitive background. Like, I would have came from a very competitive running background. I would have competed for Ireland, the Celtic Games, the Talty Games, the whole, as an athlete. I would have boxed at a really good level. So from an Irish point of view, me put my foot forward, you know, it was kind of, there's an ego involved as well. But even talking here today, you know, so there's a bit of an ego involved. But if you leave it to one side and you talk from your heart, you know, and you can make such a difference to your life.
Right.
Like, not only me does it make a difference, but my wife's dear, my three kids, the people I meet every day in my life. It's a domino effect within the community.
And what would you say to men out there who might be going through a similar experience, maybe grief and tragedy, and maybe not so sure how to deal with this and internalising it all? Would you advise them to go and look at these opportunities?
Well, Fran, be straight up. Look, I work with people every day. It's my job. I'm a physical therapist by trade. That's what I do for a living. So I meet people every day. And I do talk to people and from my experience with Shep, what it has given to me and what it can do for any male that puts their foot forward and puts their hand up and looks for help. Men are a bit with not just men, but females as well. Like, you know, it's not just the men that are struggling. Females are struggling as well. Like, people just think the men are just, you know, they're keeping it to themselves, but it's not. It's the women as well. Like, it's for me, it's a dual thing. Like, you know,
Very interesting point, because our assumption is that, oh, it's only men that internalize everything. But you're right. Of course, some women do as well.
I feel it every day afterward. I feel it every day. We work with women every day. They're very emotional, but they don't know who to go to, how to go about it either. And again, it's great to see the funding that are coming in for Chef, because more of this that happens, the better our health system comes within mental health. And people are not afraid of it. The better country we'll have. Like, I look at exercise. We all exercise. Nobody will be ashamed to put their hand up and say, "I exercise every day." But we don't exercise our minds, because we're afraid to talk about it. Because someone might say, "Geez, Johnny Dunn or Johnny so and so, so he's not well. You can't really talk to him." Or you know. But it's not true, because exercising your mind is like exercising your body. They're the same thing. It's a link.
Well, John, you give me a bit of advice then, because I tend to be over-anxious and I over-analyse things and I internalise things. Give me a bit of advice. I mean, what do you do when you know, you're overwhelmed a little bit? What are your skills there?
Well, I tell you what I did. I went off and done a master's after going to being with Chef. I'd done a master's in energy after with Terry May. I felt I needed more. I needed more for myself. I needed more I needed more to help people put it in place. Like, if your mind is not in place, Fran, basically your stomach will take it. You'll have heart palpitations. Mm. Your blood pressure will be up. Your heart rate will be up. All them things, Fran. So you can link to your mind sometimes if it's not sitting right for you. Basically, your stomach will start taking impact. You know, you'll feel your stomach upset. You'll feel your heart racing. You'll feel out of sorts. Meditation is really, really good. A lot of people call it mindfulness, but it's not really mindfulness. Mindfulness is a deeper form. If you really, really want to get to the root of your problem, mindfulness is a form of meditation. So you have to know what to think. Is it your heart? Is it your stomach? Is it your kidneys? Or what's caused you the upset that you have? You know, is it from childhood? Is it from...
And do you have to address that first, John? Is that the way it is?
Well, for me, the mindfulness, going to Shep was so brilliant, because it made me aware of who I am. It really made me aware what I had to do in my life. It was like exercising my body every day, but I wasn't exercising my mind. So once I got in tune with my mind, I got in tune with my heart, I got in tune with my stomach, I got in tune with my organs.
And are you a changed person now? Are you?
Absolutely. Like, the negativity, as I say, negativity can become destruction in your life. Yeah. And it's really up to me. It's really, nobody else but me can change that. Nobody.
Geraldine, isn't it great to hear John there? Because that's a great endorsement for the work that you're doing.
Yeah, it is. And it's great to hear how his journey was on Shep. And he's so right. Our bodies tell us an awful lot about what's going on for us. So being able to listen to our bodies as well is another part of being aware of what's actually happening for you.
It's very, very interesting. Now, the two talks again, Seasons for Growth, Change, Loss and Grief, and Men's Wellbeing. Now, how long does the course go on for? It's 24 hours, I think, in its entirety. Is that it?
Yes. It's 2.5 hours per night, and it's going to run for 9 weeks. So it's kind of a continuous program for 9 weeks.
Right. So the Men's Wellbeing, that's Monday evenings.
That's Monday evenings, from 7 to 9:30.
Right.
And I think it's starting on the 22nd of February.
It is indeed. And the other one, Seasons for Growth, then on the 24th. So if people want to register and get involved, it's not going to cost anything.
No, we got funding from Healthy Ireland Tipperary, so that covers the fee for the participants.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, our two organisations that we're partnered with are the North Tipperary Development Company, and it's Margot is the contact there. And I can give you her mobile number.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's 087 718-0382.
Okay, and Doc will have that there if anybody wants it.
Yeah, and then the Silver Arch is the second, it's the Family Resource Centre. Mm-hmm. And the contact name there is Caroline, and the number that you ring there is 087
mm-hmm.
7489
0818-490-490.
All right. And again, we will have those numbers here if anybody requires them. Geraldine, well done to you. And John, thank you for sharing with us today. Yes. Lovely to talk to you,
Fran, just
yes,
before
John.
I go.
Yes.
Fran, just before I go, I just wish Shep Matthew only the best going forward. They're a super organisation. And I hope they get the funding that they deserve, because they'll help so many people, and the community will have a domino effect within itself.
All right. Well, listen, you're a great advocate for them, John.
Yeah,
that's for
thanks,
sure.
Thanks.
Could I just
thanks,
say this
John.
In a positive? Thanks, Geraldine. Just a little quote here. Make each one of your days a work of art. You will create a positive outlook. And thanks very much, Fran.
You're very welcome, and John. And thank you for that. Good morning to you both. And thanks very much indeed. Now, if you need any more information, socialandhealth.com there. But if you need to talk to somebody, you can call the Samaritans, of course, and that's 116-123. Anybody affected by what we were chatting, particularly to John, about. All right, let me take another break and we'll be back with more.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.